Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola. It is 5:10 this morning on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew, and Jenna Barr is here joining me as well.
Good morning.
Candy's like Jenna's biggest cheerleader.
Let me get her name signed on me and tattooed in.
Okie dokie. Slow down.
Right on her lower back.
Oh, boy. The lower back?
The Jenna Barr tramp.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it says Jenna Barr.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait. You could do it big, too, on my back.
Yeah, it was named after me.
That's so not what I meant.
So many thoughts here. Not good ones.
Oh, boy.
No, I was saying not good ones. Oy vey. 76 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 92. We are out of the extreme heat advisory, though. So,
woo.
Second day in a row, we're in the 70s this morning. That makes it feel pretty good outside. And we're talking about other weather events. Update on the National Hurricane, or from the National Hurricane Center, is that the system in the Gulf stayed the same. Still only a 20% chance of formation. So, that's good. And that leads me to feel like, if anything, it might just become bad rainstorms, which we'll take that over.
Yeah, we definitely need some rain.
And it felt good, kind of, this morning compared to, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yesterday morning, walking into. Today, definitely a lot nicer when it comes to being outside. But, of course, we're still in hurricane season, so we want to make sure we're all prepared.
Peak yet, so. No. So, speaking of which, out there in the Atlantic, we got two systems out there that were at, they started off. About yesterday, they were at 30 and 40% chance of formation. Both today, both of them, 60% chance of formation over the next 7 days.
Both, it's at the those are the two that are still far out, though.
Yeah, and okay. It doesn't look like they would even. I mean, they're off the coast of Africa. Well, now one of them's out in the middle Atlantic, but their direction is kind of headed towards the eastern seaboard. So I don't think it would affect us, but it would affect. You know, it could affect the United States and could affect, it depends on where it turns and things like that. But so we'll be keeping an eye on those, of course, as things go on over the next 7 days right here on News Radio 92.3. Now, weather related update on Maui. So I got a couple things on Maui. One, search and rescue operations are underway. And FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says there are more federal resources are on the way, but it will be a very difficult operation. We've talked about this before, the challenges of getting like those FEMA trailers to this little island.
Oh, of course.
Right? So it's going to take a little bit to get all the resources that they normally would use to help with disaster recovery. It's going to take a while because they got to slow boat it there.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what happens with that. And then the other update is the governor of Hawaii has declared a moratorium on land purchases. So
that's probably best.
Well, it did come out about, 2 days ago that developers were already coming in trying to scoop up land.
Yep.
And that's, first of all, distasteful in a time like this.
Well, they look at it and they go, oh, man, I can get a good deal right now.
I get it. But those are the kind of people, you know, I would not feel bad if they tripped on their shoelaces and fell
down. They're just investors. They're just, this is capitalism, looking for opportunity to make money.
Yeah. Off of devastation.
It's not like they're saying just give me the property. They're going to be paying the owner for the property, so the owner will have the money to be able to move to the mainland and get away from the fires.
I know, but they're in a vulnerable position and in a desperate situation, and I just feel like that is taking advantage of someone, whether or not that's a good business opportunity or not. I think that is just, it's not in good taste. And
I was thinking of this right after I lost my home. And all my memories, like my kids' photos and like things that because, you know, I don't care about TV when a push comes to shove. I mean,
I'll
grab my MacBook on the way out of the door. But, you know, all the other material stuff is like, okay, it's whatever. But there's like the memory stuff, right? That you go, right. Oh, man, I got my childhood yearbook or whatever. And
you'll
never
see it again.
Yeah, that you'll never see again. My kids' birth certificates and things like this. It's like, oh, my gosh. So you're dealing with this raw emotion, because I've had friends who've lost their home to fire, mm-hmm. and that's the thing that, like,
of course,
they really struggle with. And so you're dealing with this raw emotion of, oh my gosh, I just lost all this stuff that I can never get back again. And if some investor came up to me or some developer and was like, I would like to buy your home, I'm not even in the state of mind to even consider it. Like, I'd just be like, whatever. Or would I be in a state of mind like, yeah, I lost everything anyway, take it? What do you, like, I don't know.
I guess I don't know. And thankfully, you know, I haven't been in that situation, but I just hope and pray for those people who are, that they're not taken advantage of, and that these are good people who are coming in. You know, who's not so great is they're complaining, though. And there's reports out of the, all the tourists that are still coming to the island and, like,
they're still just touristing,
partying and taking photos. They're going closer to, like, the area of disaster. And taking pictures. I mean, it's just, again, I compare that with the developers coming in, scooping up land. It's
you're
just
okay
not
with
in
them
good
tripping
taste.
On their shoelaces and
influencers,
getting a face full of ash.
Influencers, I have more I could say about. But, right, I just think that, you know, let Maui be. Instead, go support nonprofits like Global Empowerment. They're a really good one. Support nonprofits that actually go in and help them to get these people back on their feet.
Well, the other thing too is I started seeing the scammers coming out.
Scammers, looters, they're the
worst.
Just
text this for for wildfire relief, and it's like some fake account that's not legit. And oh, I mean, it's legit. Just doesn't really go to help. It goes to their pocketbook. So
yeah. That's a shame.
People are behaving ghoulishly.
Yeah, that's the thing. It blows my mind. After tornadoes, after hurricanes, after earthquakes, you always get these scammers going.
They do it here, too. Like Sally, right after Sally happened, now, like, suddenly there's 10 million Airbnbs and nobody can rent a house because nobody can afford it. So.
Oh, our house, we could not stay in our home. And so I started looking for Airbnbs and rentals. And we live down the street from, I don't want to name the name of the apartment complex, but we've all seen it, trust me. And so I went
over. Oh, where they take the apartment and turn it into, like, they turn it into.
No. It's just a regular apartment complex. But I was like, we got to get out of our house so it can get worked on, or we can just be in limbo till we get a new one.
Right.
And so I went over and talked to the property manager. I was like, hey, I'm just looking for a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, you know, to fit our family of 5 and blah, blah, blah. And it was almost $2,000. For a month, for a 6-month lease. And this is 2020. I mean, it was not that expensive before. And so I just felt like people were taking
advantage. Oh, it's crazy. People are totally taking advantage of it.
Of the vulnerable.
Yeah, and it's investors from out of town.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I looked up a number because somebody yelled at my husband, and I'm like, nobody does that to Darren. So I found it, you know, on the property tax or whatever, and it was some lady from California.
Yeah.
You know, and turns out, well, we are a bunch of investors. It's like, okay, well, you tell your lawn people to yell at my husband again, I'm going to snap them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, exactly. Tell me, I'll just position something for them to trip.
I wouldn't snap. But but seriously, and it's all over. Like, I live in Myrtle Grove. Mm-hmm. Not the highest. I love it. I think it's the best ever, but it's
Myrtle Grove is nice.
It's fine. Yes, absolutely. But, like, there's a ton of Airbnbs, and how miffed is somebody going to be if they're like, oh, man, I can't wait to visit Pensacola. Oh, look at all the washing machines on the side of the road.
I'll go to the beach.
Myrtle Grove.
Like, I'm going to Pensacola, go to the beach.
Too. Oh, and it was like some old man's house, and you know what I mean? The family just wanted to get rid of it, and now that's why we don't have affordable housing.
Well, that's what they're trying to think.
But they're doing that in Hawaii.
But that's what they're wanting to do in Maui. These developers.
And those people do not have money already, just so you know. There's the people who have a lot of money. They have a ton of money, and they live right on the water.
Yeah.
But then I'm talking about the workers there who work at the resorts and who are the housekeepers.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not making a ton of money. They're barely getting by. And then they're the ones losing their homes. They're the ones out of luck. And then here comes, you know, I almost said it, but I caught my mouth. You know, Sally McGee or Sam McGee come in, I'll just buy your house for it. Like, come on, they're not going to give them a lot of money. We all know that,
too. Oh, no, that's why they're sweeping in right now. They're going, well, your house is burned up. All I'm doing is buying the land at this point. So how much do you owe on your property? Oh, nothing? I'll give you 10 grand. You know, it's going to be that kind of situation. You don't want to rebuild. Let me just give you some money so you can go to Oahu, or so you can go to, like, that's the way they look at it.
Right.
And a lot of these people are natives who, like, the reason why they don't live in the mainland already is because they want to stay in their home.
They grew up there. Their family grew up there. That's their roots. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with, so in case you're just tuning in, the governor of Hawaii placing a moratorium on all property sales for now. So just give people some time to kind of get balanced in their mind so that they don't make a rash decision in selling their property or deciding to not sell their property, right? I mean, maybe the best thing for them to do is to sell their property for their family, but after such a devastating situation, you're probably not in the right state of mind to make such a, you know, big important decision. So I agree with it either way, whether it's just good to have the moratorium. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL Nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When a cold comes on strong, knock it out with Vicks DayQuil Severe for max strength daytime relief. Just one dose of Vicks DayQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Power through your day with Vicks DayQuil Severe, the daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, 9 to none medicine. Use as directed.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's off today, though. He'll be back on Monday. Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr filling in for him. And, of course, Candy running the train, keeping the train on the tracks. So, yeah, that's right. She's the conductor. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Got a couple of texts here. Hurricane Ivan in 2004 left only front steps to my Pensacola Bay home of 50-plus years. All my stuff was gone. Never considered selling it, though, and rebuilt. Yeah, and the same thing happened to my grandparents. They lived in Orange Beach, or my ex's grandparents lived in Orange Beach. Their house was just wiped out. And they went, oh, that's a good time to remodel, you know? Let's update the home now. And so, yeah, that was a Hurricane Ivan was, oh, man. There was, like, nothing left of, like, Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. And
oh, yeah.
It was, that was a vicious one. So
yeah, that was awful. No, I was in East Hill at the time, and I was like, oh, thank God everything's fine. But we were renting, and the landlord's house wasn't fine. So, and our rent went from, we had to rent somewhere else in East Hill. It was just a couple of blocks away, and it went from $600 to $1,200.
Mm. Yep.
You know, and it's, yep. You know, yep. And I was working at TK Radio, you know, yeah, and it's yeah. like, ah!
Like, but I work radio. Don't you
have
know?
Have we met? Yeah. Which, yeah.
Another text here. No, it's pathetic. These developers are taking advantage of residents who just lost everything. The residents are in a state of mind of uncertainty, not sure what they should do. I was flooded out during Ivan, and the people who came by tried to make offers on my waterfront property were ridiculous. Then all these folks that drove by to see the damage and take pictures, how rude. Leave these people who just lost everything alone. Yeah, so I was living in Texas when that happened, and I came over here basically just to help family clean and stuff like that. I'll never forget it. The amount of devastation, like even all the way, like driving through Louisiana, driving through Mississippi, and just seeing like I-10, there was no trees. It's like, how can there be no trees in I-10?
Right, right.
But that's how bad. I even just wiped everything out. It was crazy. And but yeah, let's go over to David Wayne over in the newsroom. David,
the Georgia district attorney now prosecuting former President Trump, proposing that trial start on March 4th. Trump and 18 co-defendants.
Would this be Fannie Obama?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. She wants the trial to begin on March 4th, and they're asking for the arraignment to be scheduled for September 5th. The family of Tyree Nichols has issued a response. The city of Memphis filing a motion to dismiss a $550 million lawsuit in connection to his death. And the family responded saying the liability extends beyond the officers through the ranks and up through the city of Memphis. Younger people, apparently this is fairly concerning here, younger people now being diagnosed with cancer a lot more than they were before. New study published in the JAMA Network Open shows that between 2010 and 2019, boy, I can't talk early in the morning, there's been a substantial increase in the rates of early onset cancers. And apparently gastrointestinal cancers were the fastest growing cancers to be found in younger patients.
Gastrointestinal.
On this while we have a second is... Now, I've just been reading about that, which is interesting that you bring this up, and they're making different connections, you know, to environmental and, of course, diet as well. And so some of it has been, you know, a lot of things in our food, like there's way too many added chemicals in our food, and a lot of those foods with the extra added chemicals are marketed towards children, young adults, fast foods, things like that. And then another link that they're studying is to peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Mm-hmm.
Take that back.
I know.
Yeah, dude, shut up.
It can't be peanut butter.
I know. We will die.
Of all things.
So, I mean, that's just with the studies that I've been reading, only because it is alarming. It should alarm us. And what should alarm us too, and, you know, I was the host of Pep Talk for a couple of years, and I would sit and interview people who worked with families, and I love the work that they do and the money that's raised. But let me just challenge you for a second to think. We raise money for treatment. Let that sink in. We don't raise money for prevention in this country.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you think about it, we could tackle the problem ahead of time, but we don't as Americans, because there is so much money let into the pharmaceutical and medical industry. So it bothers me when something like that comes out and we're not going, hey, we need to research what's causing this. Instead, it's like, oh, how can we treat people more and get more facilities for radiation and, you know, oncology offices and departments? So it's just one of those things where it's like we need to really step back and take a look at our lifestyle in America. And I know I'm the one sitting in here, the crunchiest person in the room. Cut me open, hemp seeds will come out.
Yeah. Not the cutting you open part.
But, you know, that's a...
Yeah, that was a little quick...
I know.
Yeah, like let's do that.
Yeah. Sure, the one part. But yeah, it's really interesting, for sure.
Yeah. I remember when I was a personal fitness trainer, you know, back when I was fit, that we tried to... I was part of a group in New York that was trying to get insurance companies to pay for personal fitness training.
Which is a good idea.
Hey, if you pay for personal fitness training, you're going to have a trainer who's going to help keep people in shape, which is going to prevent, especially as you get older, because we're trying to do it for older populations, prevents falls, hip replacements,
absolutely,
all kinds of other things like this. And they were like, "Yeah, no, why would we do that? We'll just do the hip replacement." You know, it was like,
because it's that's stupid.
It was like, but it'll save you a lot more money down the road if you just pay for personal training for people who have insurance. And they're like, no, we're not doing that. They're just going to do it to try to look fit. It's like, okay. All right. It is Pensacola Morning. Yeah. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr, Candy, David filling in for Andrew. Takes four of us. Yeah.
We'll be all right. Four.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is requesting Donald Trump's election meddling trial begin March 4th, 2024, one day before Super Tuesday. Former Vice President Mike Pence speaking from Indianapolis.
The Georgia election was not stolen, and I had no right to overturn the election on January 6th.
Trump is set to turn himself in next Friday, 2 days after the first GOP debate. Pence will be there. Trump might not be. 111 are now confirmed dead in Maui. More than 1,000 people still unaccounted for. President Biden will visit on Monday. A federal appeals court said the abortion pill, mifepristone, should remain legal in the U.S. with restrictions on access and a ban sending it through the mail, or it being prescribed by telemedicine, setting up a Supreme Court showdown. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531. It's News Radio 92.3 right now. It is a beautiful morning, partly cloudy skies and very nice out, 74 degrees right now, no real humidity right at the moment. The mother accused of conspiring in last week's fatal shooting at the Home Depot now in jail here in Escambia County. According to jail records, 50-year-old Sheila Agee was booked into the Escambia County Jail last night just after 11 o'clock, being held now on no bond on a charge of principal to first-degree murder. Alleged text messages between Agee and her 20-year-old son Keith painted the picture that she knew about his intentions and advised him to delete the messages so she would not be caught. She was arrested about 2 hours after she attended a balloon release vigil for the victim, 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims. Monday night, Keith Agee has now been in custody since turning himself into police after that shooting last Friday. Escambia County's public safety director says, never say never, but he is confident that the tragedy being experienced in Hawaii probably wouldn't be able to happen here.
Some of the circumstances around that were, some of the mitigation factors. When we put subdivisions up or we do building or anything like that, we've got setbacks where we have the residents, have a clean space or a area cleaned out that they're not built in. Like in California, they build in mountainside, in the canopies and everything. Well, they did the same thing in Hawaii there.
And Eric Gilmore also says that with Hawaii being made up of islands, there's a limit on how quickly outside resources and mutual aid can be brought in to help with big fires there. A Florida man has been sentenced to over a year in prison for his role in the breach of the U.S. Capitol. The Justice Department announcing yesterday that Polk County's Joshua Doolin has now been sentenced to 18 months in prison, also 36 months of supervised release. The 25-year-old was convicted 5 months ago on charges including felony civil disorder and theft of government property. Prosecutors say he was involved in the storming of the Capitol on January 6, 2021, and also stole a Capitol Police riot shield. Well, there's a new poll out that doesn't look great for Governor DeSantis. Fox News poll finding today that President Joe Biden is leading Governor DeSantis by 5 points in a poll, but only leading Donald Trump by 3 points. That poll found 53% of Republican voters support Trump as the nominee. DeSantis came in at about 16% support. Milton police say a 51-year-old man was drunk when he caused significant damage to Carpenter's Park on Tuesday. Officers responded to that park at about 11 o'clock after receiving several calls saying a truck was driving through the park and damaging a pavilion, playground equipment, and a picnic table. Sean Holman Smitha, now charged with DUI with property damage, refusal to submit to DUI testing, and resisting an officer. The city's Public Works Department has already started working on those repairs. 534, let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
A
Another beautiful day today with temperatures warming up near 92 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Friday, humidity returns with a high near 95. Temperatures feeling much warmer than that in the afternoon. Overnight Friday, temperatures dropping near 80. Sunny skies continues through the weekend with humidity returning as well. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s feeling more like the triple digits. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 74 degrees in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, and 72 in Milton. Our next news at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
Hey, we've got a brand new advertiser here on the Pensacola Morning News, and it's ProHealth Florida, ProHealthFL.com. Female-owned, local company serving Pensacola for more than 35 years, perennially winning Best of the Bay, Best of the Coast, Best of Pensacola. They have locations, seven of them, in Santa Rosa Beach, in Milton, in Crestview, in Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit Boulevard, Pensacola on College Parkway behind the Sam's Club, and in Gulf Breeze next to the Whataburger across from Andrews. Here's the services they offer. Primary care and urgent care. You can just walk in 8 to 4 Monday through Friday in Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Fort Walton. Saturday, 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location next to Sam's Club if you need Saturday help. Lab work, drug screenings, employment physicals, after-hours on-site testing for occupational health services, comprehensive medical weight loss program, and as an alternative to insurance, or if you don't have it, ProHealth Medical Membership Plan, which is $45 a month, unlimited primary care visits, no copay, teledoc, annual physical, flu shot, lab work is discounted 25%, procedures discounted 25%, a B12 shot monthly, and no catches. So if any of that appeals to you, find out more, either stop in or online at ProHealthFL.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Andrew McKay, Andrew's off. You hear sales, so that means Bobby's here. That's right, you got me again. And?
That's the new name of the song.
Bobby. Jenna is here. Jenna, there's a Blue Beetle right there.
Oh, okay.
Blue Beetle comes out tonight. It says tomorrow, it's tonight. It's, you know, preview night tonight.
Sure.
So that will be the movie that takes down Barbie. Barbie's long reign. Who would have thought Barbie would have lasted this long?
I do. It's going to last longer. It said records. I haven't seen it.
Neither have I. So who's seeing it?
Oh, we should go. Everybody else.
Well, there's people who are seeing it over and over and over. This is one of those that some people are seeing it over and over.
Weirdos.
Yeah, they're like, and they go in the pink, and they, you know, they dress up all in the pink. Like, I'll go to a restaurant and I see everybody like dressed in pink. I'm like, oh, they're going to go see Barbie, or they just came back from seeing Barbie.
My husband wants to see Barbie.
Really?
Yeah, we haven't been to the theater since before COVID.
Well, that's not the one to go see.
That's
not the one to go see.
It looks funny. It looks funny. And obviously,
funny
you didn't grow up with Barbies.
I did not grow up with Barbies, no.
I know that you didn't.
Yes, you did. You had sisters. You have sisters.
I didn't grow up with them. My sister would play Barbie with me, and I'd be like, I'll go get my He-Man.
No, but that looks like the joke. Right, because
my He-Man will body slam your
Barbies. He's their hippie boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like Shaving Ken was the dirty one.
Oh my God!
Okay, I'm lying. But anyway, the Barbie. Have you seen the movie yet, Jenna? I have not.
No, I haven't. I really don't have a desire to.
Did you play Barbies growing up?
You know, I did, but I love Barbies. I think I was more turned off because the amount of men who wanted to see it.
Yeah,
and
I haven't met any man that wants to see it. Like, I saw it.
I'm married to one.
It's because I have a 13-year-old daughter. That's literally the only reason why I saw it. Like, even if I was at home and was looking for something, this is on streaming, I wouldn't be like, I'm going to watch it.
I was more so, I guess I'll see it when it's not in the theater. I'll, rent it or stream it or whatever
for the
you
girls,
do now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'll watch it by myself first before I I have young girls.
Friendly, yeah. Yeah. It's PG-13. That's the thing I always remind everybody. It's a PG-13
It's Barbie. PG-13. What cracked me up is Kate McKinnon playing, because we all had that Barbie whose hair we tried to cut and draw.
First of all, Kate McKinnon is hilarious.
She is hilarious, yeah. But she does the splits and she's stuck in the splits because we all had those broken Barbies that were ugly, the ugly Barbie that just was whatever. And,
oh, yeah, she's the one that the kid decides to cut its own hair.
And so we all had those if you had Barbies growing up. But when Brent, oh, my God, gross. When Darren, my wonderful husband, sorry, God bless him, was in the hospital, one of his phlebotomists was telling...
Clarification. Brent Lane from Cat Country 98.7 was Candy's work husband, as I've heard it stated before, for 8 years?
10 years, but...
10 years?
Wow, thanks, Freud. Oh, my God, I'm cured. Well, you guys rot worse than ever. God, I love the 5 o'clock hour. But anyway, the phlebotomist took her kids to see Barbie, and one was a girly girl, and the other was a tomboy, and she was telling us this neat story of how it just combined the... family, you know what I mean? It was just one of those things, and Darren was in his
that's what made him want to go see Barbie.
He wants to see Oppenheimer too, but Barbie is the movie that we're going to go see this weekend. It's the first one ever that we've been
since
to a movie
COVID.
Together for.
Oh, yeah. The first one ever.
Yeah, we have never been to a movie together, and we're both huge movie.
Are you
people.
Kidding?
I yeah,
don't know.
No, and so
maybe
I was
you
like
go
that
see that Blue Tick movie.
The what?
Blue Beetle.
Whatever.
I know, right? I've never even heard of this before, Bobby.
Exactly.
Yeah, shut
Thank
up, Bobby.
You.
You're not part
shut
of this.
Shut up.
It's a.
Just kidding.
It's a random DC character, but it looks like it's going to be a good movie.
It does look really, really
great. It looks funny.
Right.
So. It has George Lopez in it. So.
Who's George Lopez?
Oh, he steals all everybody's jokes.
No, she's messing with me. No, I can tell. I can tell now. I'm starting to learn. It's been 2 years, but I'm starting to learn when she tries to get on my skin.
I know, Jenna. It's so funny. Yesterday, yeah, we were.
Did you hear the SpongeBob laugh? Yeah, that's her evil laugh.
You're so great.
Thank you. You finally cracked a joke on air.
Gosh, it's so funny because what you don't know is
about
Bobby
to put you
is
in
our
corner.
Every radio station has a boss, and if you watch WKRP, Bobby's the Andy Travis. Do you guys even know what I'm talking about?
Yes, so good.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He is our boss.
Okay, listen.
You have never understood that.
I will never. I will tell you, though, real quick. So I haven't seen Barbie yet, but I was on a road trip this summer with my kids, heading up north, making all the stops. And so I was listening to Sirius XM radio in the car, and... This is the number one radio station on Sirius. It's got all the top hits, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I just happened to listen to it, keeping myself awake, driving through all this traffic. And the DJs, which, I come from a Christian background. That's my Christian moral stance, right? So the DJs were talking, and the one guy was talking to the female DJ. He's like, hey, I just need to say Barbie is all the rage, but I feel like they marketed it towards children, Barbie, kids play with Barbie. And that's really what it is. Kids play with Barbies, right? Yeah. Adults don't play with Barbies. I can't tell you. I have children. So I played with Barbies just the other day, but he said it was just a shame that I brought my young girls to see the movie and it was not appropriate for children. And so I guess that kind of for me turned it off. Like, I don't want to go out of my way to see a movie like that by myself when I can't take my girls.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I like going to the movies with my kids.
Yeah, it's one of the, I'm like, look, it's PG-13, and they're like, yeah, but I saw the trailers, it looks campy and silly. Like, mm-hmm. It has Will Ferrell in it. Okay,
that should say everything.
So that should tell you,
yes,
this is Will Ferrell, more like old school Will Ferrell than
crass Will Ferrell. You mean
not necessarily crass, but like it's gonna have
you didn't
inappropriate,
like Frank the Tank.
Yeah, it's gonna have. Yeah,
I love
it's
Frank
not
the
it's
Tank.
Not Will Ferrell from Lego Movie.
Oh,
Will
my
Ferrell.
Gosh! Oh, it's like, yeah, that's good.
Like it's a little bit of Will Ferrell like that, but it's PG-13, so it's that kind of comedy. So it's campy, mm-hmm, in a way that like a Will Ferrell movie campy would be, but it also has inappropriate, or I won't say inappropriate topics, but maybe over little kids' heads. Okay. That shouldn't. I mean, it's a PG-13 movie with really deeper.
So Blue Beetle's gonna take it out, though.
Yeah,
I don't know, dude. $20. I bet it doesn't beat Barbie.
Yeah,
at the theaters.
I honestly feel like Barbie is gonna.
But I'm not gonna make it
pay up. Like Greek Week or something.
It's gotta win.
Nobody's heard of it except for you. You're the only person I've ever heard say the words Blue Beetle.
Dadgummit, come on. This thing's not going to do as well as I thought it was going
to
do.
Well, you're like to be fair, I don't really talk
to
anybody.
Honest,
when David gives us his update, we'll ask him.
All right, fine. Aldi. I like Aldi. I was very excited when
went
I
for
moved
the first time last Saturday.
Back to Florida. Oh, really?
Yeah, that place is bad, but
when I moved down to Florida, back to Florida, after having lived up north and in the Midwest, I was like, okay, one thing Florida needs is an Aldi. Mm-hmm. And So I was really excited when they announced they were coming down here.
Yeah.
And so we've got a few of them popped up already. Well, guess what? Aldi is buying Winn-Dixie's. And they
like
will.
The end of an era, though, for Winn-Dixie. I mean, that's.
They're going
the
to
meet people?
It's time. It's time.
I know it is time. Yeah. It's definitely time.
But they will be keeping some Winn-Dixies as Winn-Dixies, but others they will be converting to Aldi. So don't mm-hmm. know which ones or any of that kind of stuff yet. But that'll be happening throughout the South. Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Florida. The Winn-Dixies are being bought out by
what
Aldi.
What about the? Okay, that's interesting. I mean, Winn-Dixie, their headquarters is near Jacksonville, right? So
that's right.
Where, like, what is it? What's going to happen with it?
It's
I will say, though,
bowling
Aldi's
alley.
Is so.
Skating rink.
Yeah, exactly. I would go. Aldi's is so affordable. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's so affordable. I remember back in 2012, and we started our whole Dave Ramsey path in getting out of debt and everything, and shopping at Aldi's helped. I'm just going to go ahead and say it was so inexpensive.
Well, here's the thing, because I remember talking to people like, oh, Aldi's is cheap. I want to have good food. So Aldi
food.
Was started
That's
by like the
food.
Brother or a relative of the same person who started Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same family.
Yeah, same family.
And they actually source a lot of their foods from the same companies and the same
so they don't,
places.
If you look at their foods, the ones that they carry, they do carry some like, you know, Nabisco type whatever.
Yeah.
Like Utz maybe here and there, but not regularly. So where they source, though, they make sure that they have as clean as possible ingredients in their foods. So that's one thing to like think of. I know that not everybody thinks of it that way. They're thinking affordability, right?
Yeah. But whenever somebody makes an argument to me like, well, they're cheap, I'd rather, you know, now I've got some money, I'm going to go to this place and I'm going to go to Walmart and get better food. And it's like, wait
what?
A minute.
I'm just
kidding. That
Walmart,
was a joke.
Walmart has everything in the world.
And so, but the idea is like,
trauma.
Well, actually, Aldi has really cool, good, high quality food just at an affordable price. Okay, you're killing me here. 62% of Americans said that they drink alcohol. 62% of Americans. Now, my number might seem high, but actually in the 1970s, that number was 71%. So we've actually had a nearly 10% decline in the number of Americans who say that they drink currently. Our number is right around the same as it was in 1939, right around Prohibition, where 63% said that they drank alcohol. So so it's actually a pretty low number when you look at that. My brother was telling me, I was up there visiting him a couple months ago in Manhattan. He said like a block from his place, he lives in Harlem actually, a block from his place, a non-alcoholic bar opened up. The entire bar is non-alcoholic.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
So like an ice cream shop?
Yeah, I was going to say like a Friendly's.
No.
Yeah, I know. Hey, like, welcome to Carvel.
Friendly's.
It's Cookie Puss the Bear.
Oh, my God.
My first job.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No,
I
love Friendly's. It's like non-alcoholic whiskey, non-alcoholic gins, non-alcoholic wine.
So are they like adaptogenics where you still get like a good cool
and they have those
buzz.
Botanical drinks, I guess they call
them.
Yeah,
everybody's that's doing botanicals.
And they have
with
like
alcohol
B
too.
Vitamins in there and nice. They have
all
this
that's cool.
Stuff. He said that's how popular like the I can't remember what they call it, like dry November or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of months and stuff
right,
like that.
Right, January.
Dry January mm-hmm. or something.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, people trying to get healthy.
And then more and more people are going, well, look, there's it. You know, alcohol's not necessarily good for you. So some people don't necessarily want to back off completely off alcohol, but they want to get a break every now and then, but they still want to have cocktails and they still want to have that little social, especially
absolutely.
In a place like New York, they want to have the social aspect of drinking mm-hmm. without the negative effects. By the way, there's a new show on Apple TV that is called, I think it's called Beings. And
oh, I've heard of
it's
this.
It's a cartoon. It's meant more for adults. Or, yeah. Because I watched the first episode. It was actually hilarious because they're from a different planet, but they're like America. Like, they're like mm-hmm. humans. They call themselves beings, and they describe everything like very literal. For example, they describe alcohol as mild poison. So they approach a bar and they go, I would like to have some mild poison. They're like, what's your choice? And you know, then they'll choose like, I'll have the dark one that
I never
came
thought,
from
but
sugar.
That's exactly right. And, yeah,
and
yeah.
So they're like, and they'll come up to me and they go, so are you going to join us for some mild poison after work today? And it's hilarious.
Is Jenna Barr one of the writers?
I know, right?
Exactly. This is not healthy for you.
Yeah.
But that's true. That's right. That's crazy. That's funny.
I did used to. I mean, I will tell you, I used to drink. And probably way too much. And it took a toll on
you say way
my
too
life.
Much compared to other people saying way too much, though, is also different. We know this.
Oh, no. COVID definitely did something.
I could see
that,
where that
awakened
would do anything,
a
yeah.
beast
yeah.
to uh-huh. numb yourself with alcohol. And so in 2020, I decided it was July of 2020. I'm not going to drink anymore. And I remember I had one more episode where, you know, I just was like, oh, I'll drink with everybody. And then I was, I don't like this. I'm not doing this again. And so anytime I even just have like a sip, I'm like, this is not good. It just feels like poison. So yeah, it might
it's
be
mild poison kills brain cells. Five items you might think are healthy that are not so much. Vegetable crisps. You know what I'm talking about? Those they
yes.
have like the things.
What is that? Yeah.
They have like
they,
the vegetable
they look
straws.
Like potato chips and
oh,
regular
yeah.
chips, like the beet crisps.
They're so unhealthy for you. And
no, they're not. They're dried veggies.
According
no,
to the,
it's just no. potato starch and oil.
It's just potato. Exactly. That's what it says.
I didn't even need to look at that article. I'm going to just tell you.
All right. Fancy pants.
Where's cool Jenna saying. From before I knew her? Where's drinking Jenna?
She is in a bar in Manhattan where she pummeled three spicy margaritas.
Oh gotcha. Other ones, low-fat products. Oftentimes things called like low-fat Greek yogurt, low-fat yeah. avocado, low-fat nut butters.
What is low-fat avocado? What are they?
Don't ask me.
That's
I don't
weird.
Know. I actually haven't seen that. But low-fat stuff, they often replace it with sugars in the carbohydrates section, so it ends up being the same. Margarine, not necessarily healthy for us. It's just oils, essentially. Mm-hmm. Flavored oats, like
oh, yeah.
package.
Yeah. They're not good for you?
No. They add lots of sugar.
Lots of sugar.
Yeah, because they kind of suck
otherwise. It's gross.
Yeah. Right.
And then commercial salad dressings,
oh, it's
which
so
we've been
bad
hearing for
you.
A long time. So.
Yeah, like the Panera salad dressing is one of the worst things. And
no, it's
Olive
one of the
Garden.
Greatest things. It's yeah, so
I mean,
wonderful.
To be fair, have you tried it?
No, it's good, but it's bad.
Yeah, but
you
bad
know?
For your...
So oh, there's more that should be on this list, but these are good starts. Like definitely stay away from margarine. It's not good
I'm
for your heart.
I'm trying to baby step people into this thing. You're
no,
like,
I'm just
this
telling
is
you.
Barely touching the surface.
I'm just saying, like, just go with coconut oil. It'll change your life.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I use olive oil.
Olive oil is good, but you really shouldn't cook
or
with
I don't
it
use
on
any
high
oil.
Heat. You just use, you know, coconut oil is better. It can take the high heat.
I use mayonnaise.
I just
and sugar.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what we're talking
I
about.
I just felt a lump in
wait,
my
wait,
throat.
Wait.
I'm just kidding. I don't even know what
break,
we're talking
but
about, but I'll put
know.
It on.
You
what?
Really do cook oh. with mayonnaise?
No, I was just being smart.
Oh,
but
okay.
I do put it in a salad, like instead of subs, though, like because I'm trying to give up bread.
Okay,
and look more like Jenna and not like... about me, but that's not why. But no, I started making like just little subs in a tub.
Dude, I will just tell you, then Jersey Mike's has your back covered because they do subs in a tub
That's where I got the idea. They have the best subs.
The best subs.
Yes, I would live at Jersey Mike's.
Which
is funny because like the ones around here are owned by like Pace Dave.
Oh, yeah, they're all.
Pace Matt. Exactly.
Hillbilly Bob.
Great. Yeah, that's right. That's
and
great.
They're, but they're still just as good as the ones up in Jersey. I just had it up in Jersey a couple weeks ago.
I'll have to talk to you about Panera because I just bought a whole bunch of Panera dressings. But my husband's blood sugar shoots up right after I make him a salad.
All right,
It sounds dumb. I mean, but it's better from like the fries because we weren't watching.
Yeah.
We were eating one crappy meal a day, and golly, that'll add up.
Text here says, I'm going to get a 6-pack of mild poison when I get off work today.
Yeah!
It makes America great again.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
Hey, call us.
Another text says, mayo is better than most dressings. That's
mayo,
probably true.
Yeah.
So,
thank you, Teach.
I think mayo is disgusting, though. I won't eat it ever.
Have you ever had Duke's?
It doesn't matter. It's mayonnaise. When I did have that kind of stuff on my sandwiches, Miracle Whip might have been the closest I'd do. My dad used to eat Miracle Whip sandwiches all the time. We'd have dinner, we'd get done, he'd go, I don't have a Miracle Whip sandwich. And I'd have to
Was your dad heavy? Because I started eating Miracle Whip sandwiches in the sixth grade.
My brother is, because my brother took that habit up.
Got it.
As a young child.
Yeah, he and I would have been a good couple. Andy Rossi.
I could see him in a fetal position.
Yeah.
With me yelling at him.
Ryan would.
Eat your mayonnaise, yeah. Ryan.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. I do know what Miracle Whip is, but I didn't grow up with that.
You haven't had Miracle Whip before?
No.
Can you run the board? I'll go shopping and get us a bunch of stuff.
I'm gonna just tell
you
real quick.
All the bad stuff.
Yes.
You should just know the kind of person I am because like when I was about 4 years old, I had an unnecessary and unrealistic fear of milk and salad dressing. Both. Like if I could not look at them or be in the same room. So when you're talking about Miracle Whip, I'm like, I know. I was a messed up kid.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Panera Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Panera's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at panera.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Join Michael Cook with Turtle Roll Events tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. He'll be talking about the Pensacola Touch a Truck and Career Expo coming up on August 26th at Community Maritime Park. This event will be fun for the entire family and a great learning experience for kids or anyone considering a career that utilizes trucks or emergency vehicles. Learn more about the Touch a Truck and Career Expo tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Jenna Barr, Candy filling in for Andrew. Got a couple of things about here on Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip is of the devil.
No, it's not.
Another one says you'll eat Miracle Whip and not regular mayo. blah. I don't know what to tell you. Mayo is just, it's always been gross to me.
Both are gross, just, but we can just leave.
Yeah.
Jenna, can you run the board? I will go get mayo. I don't know what's open at 6, but I'll find some.
I mean, eons ago, I switched to hummus. I use hummus instead of either of the two.
Okay, finally we agree on
more flavor.
If you could see the three of us, you could see who uses hummus and who uses mayonnaise.
What you got for us real quick?
Well, the White House says they cannot confirm the comments attributed to an American soldier that crossed into North Korea last month. North Korean state media says Travis King crossed over into North Korea to flee abuse and racism in the U.S. military.
Miracle Whip or Mayo?
Mayo.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Sheila Agee booked into the Escambia County Jail last night just after 11. We'll have more on that right after this update from Fox News.